Hi, Greg. Okay, we're recording. Yeah, so eyes closed and heart open, basically. I'll share a bit more because maybe it resonates with you, but all, but because I got the news of, I'll say again, because of the latecomers of my divorce coming through today, and I was sort of waiting for this meeting because I knew that when we gathered, I would be able to sort of relax and feel. And I think that's the beauty of this shrine, this or any real shrine, is that it's made of humans who come together in the spirit of whatever we want to call it, in the spirit of not knowing, the spirit of the mystery of the heart, and that it creates a field that is safe, which is not always a possibility to feel when we're outside the shrine. I definitely didn't feel it today. I was agitated and I'm glad nobody could see me in my little crazy mind. But now we're together and I can feel the settling, and maybe you can feel it too, just this sense that you literally can sit with whatever is arising moment by moment. And sometimes things are pushed down because it's not safe to feel. And then here it is safe. So then they bubble up, the feelings. And so they bubble up, and there's nothing more that is needed, because they're bubbling up in a safe space. Maybe there are not any feelings. I mean, sometimes it's just nothing in particular, that no big ticket items, but still it's bubbling away, the thoughts, the feelings, the bodily sensations, the energy, the tension in the body, maybe the pain if there's physical issues. There's a lot going on in life for each one of us. And it's best if life can live, I think, is maybe what I'm saying. Sort of life wild, letting life be unpredictably unfolding moment by moment. Not having to put things in files as soon as they peek their little nose up, out. Which is what we do because we live in the head area, in the thinking. And we're always analyzing and evaluating and labeling and filing and true bureaucrats, that's what we are. But not really. Shaking the bureaucrat away. Literally, if you feel like it, just shake it up, shake it away. That's the thinking tyrant, the warrior, not the warrior, the warrior. And feel your bodies, your breath. Feel where the body is alive. And say hello, hello, life of my body. I'm sorry, this is me talking to my body. Maybe it resonates. I'm sorry, life of my body, that I don't just be with you directly. I'm sorry that I translate things so much into concepts and thoughts. Say hello to your basis, your place of rootedness, your pelvis. Feel your pelvis. It's a wild place. And have no idea or memory of what a pelvis is. I have to use a word, but just be with a visit there. Just see what the song is in your pelvis. Your perineum, your sexual area, your anal area, your hips, your lower abdomen. Nothing needs to, we're not extracting information, we're just spending time there with our tactile listening. Feeling the earth, connecting with the pelvis and the pelvis with the earth. Your thighs, your knees and your calves and your ankles and your feet connecting with the earth. It goes both ways, it's a reciprocal relationship. Maybe you can invite the weight of your lower body to drop, to let go into this cradle. But just see what happens. Don't impose. Nothing is, nothing needs to be imposed or done. Just listening to the body. Hello, hello, body. Where else are you drawn to see where your attention, your tactile attention goes? Out of friendship, maybe to a place that is not happy. Your face, your eyes, your forehead. Hello. No judging. No labeling, because labels are for the bureaucrat. Just feeling. Hello. Your shoulder. And if the body wants to move a bit, you let it move a bit. The body knows. Just a bit, and then you let the body come back to the stillness so that it can sort of expand and melt and marry the space beyond it. Oh, feel that's what the body's doing. It's going, oh. And again, the movement, just gentle, the spine, the shoulders, the head. Don't do it. Feel that some invisible hands are just moving the body in the field. Ah, maybe some sounds. Not just two hands, lots of hands moving, caressing, massaging the body. It's very sensual. Arching the spine, curling the spine, moving the head, the shoulders. And then again, everything coming back all by itself to a stillness. Don't do it, allow it. Yeah. Let this body be a body. Let the shoulders drop. Surrendering the need for things to be different, which takes a bit of courage. Just allowing what is here, moment by moment. Nobody said. I mean, except maybe some non-dual teachers sometimes make it out that it's all peace, love, and happiness, but honestly, not really. In terms of our experience, it's pretty intense, ever-changing, very human. Nevertheless, perhaps we can touch something never changing, filtering through right this moment. Something that gives rise to the sound of this voice. Something very mysterious and tangible. Something in which the bodily sensations and feelings ripple. Something that the heart recognizes, perhaps. It's a very intimate feeling. We all share it. It's a bit like for a wave, when the wave recognizes the water that makes it, that is its substance. The wave knows it so close, so intimate, the water. And here it's the same, this invisible thing. It's our water. Permeates every inch of our experience. There's nothing to worry about, nothing to add, nothing to subtract. It's always and only the case. And again, let the body move with this, maybe with this quality of invisible source. I don't know. Or maybe just innocently let the body move with a feeling that the body is exactly where it's meant to be and it's natural habitat, which is this field. And you just let the body move, whatever it wants. The eyes are closed, and if you're not used to letting the body move without any sort of agenda, just experiment. If there's an agenda, let it take the body into the shape it wants. Maybe it's a mixture of a flow, and then suddenly a mover arrives with a very defined shape. And let your arms maybe rise out away from your torso, but you don't know what your arms look like. You let them be very alive, very tactile. Maybe even weightless arms rising up. Your palms, your fingers, the space, very connected. And then again, you let everything come back very slowly. Don't do it. Let the body return or dissolve, disappear. Your arms, your spine, your shoulders. It doesn't disappear completely, your lovely body. It sort of folds back into a kind of alignment where it can resonate with the field all around. And it doesn't mean that there isn't discomfort. Everything can sing in this chorus, this choir, in resonance with the field. You have to listen and see, like, for example, with your neck and your shoulders, where there's a lot of tension often, just very slowly move a little bit there. Very, very slowly. Your upper spine, your chin, the back of your neck, the breath reaching all the way up into your lungs, your face, feeling the whole upper body as if it were in this liquid. And then let it come to stillness very slowly. Just listening, feeling. Hello. Softening. Can begin to recognize that you live in the body. Yes, we live in our bodies, we each have a body, but also we can sometimes feel that the body lives in some quality of I am. The body lives in me. When I am a person, I live in the body. The body is my edge, my form. But in meditation, I am this field, this openness. I am that which perceives the sound of Ellen's voice, my thoughts, my bodily sensations. And therefore, the body lives in me. And so the body is free not to have to be stuck to the shape that it has when it's my envelope. In meditation, the body can let go of that. The body is just this sort of mass of energy. And you really don't have to define it. You don't have to know where its border is. Because you, I, the I that you are, in this meditation, you don't need a border. You don't have a border. And so the body again moving the body slowly, the hips. If your legs want to move, you can stand or you can extend your legs. Your eyes are closed. Just see what happens. There's absolutely no reason for us to be doing this other than just enjoying, exploring breath, movement, body, and openness. Maybe feeling the very sensitive feeling of your skin. Your face, your hands, skin that touches the texture of your body. And maybe at some point it's more energy that you feel, just energy. In this case, just see what happens following the energy. Letting your body be channeled by the energy. You have no idea. And then again, allowing the body to come back like a horse coming back to its stable all by itself. Don't do it. You're the stable. You let the body come back to you. Come back, body, come back. Arms, legs, shoulders, head, breath, feelings. Breath again. Again, tasting your pelvis, your basis, feeling its breath, its volume, feeling the sensation in the perineum, very alive, very sensual. Maybe other things. Sometimes it's difficult to go there. Guarded memories, perhaps, live there. Just go very gently. That's the case. Saying hello to whatever surfaces. And then feel that from the root of your pelvis, the spine can rise up. Maybe sensing your spine from the root, sensing it. Sensing it rise, your lower abdomen, and then your middle torso, your heart area, your throat, your head, your whole spine sort of elongating without any effort. Again, feel I don't live in the body. The body is floating in me. The back body can melt. The front body rises, very sensual, as if it was licking the space in front. And the back body. Hello, back body. I know you carry a big weight. Let it slide. Yes. And again, that courage to allow what's here, because I know it's not necessarily comfortable or pleasant. But we meet whatever rises with kindness. The kindness is like splashing the contractions and tensions with the field, with the openness. A splash of openness is kindness. Now let your spine round itself, just collapse your spine slowly. Rounding your lower, middle, upper back. Make sure your breath is free. And if you're sitting cross-legged, maybe extend your legs very slowly and sensually out in front just to feel the length of your legs, back of your legs against the floor. If you're sitting on a chair, just sensing your legs and your hips sort of melting down vertically, hanging. And now, very slowly, from the root of the pelvis, a little flame rising up. Very slowly. Feel you don't have to do it. It just happens energetically. A little flame, lower abdomen, middle, upper, licking the space, rising. Not very much. Because if you make an effort, then you recreate the doer, the mover, and you have to live inside a body. It's more fun to feel your body. Feel the coming and the going of the breath. Just discovering the inhale, the exhale, the inhale, each breath like a little bird that you catch, that you feel, that you marvel in. The exhale, you let the bird go. Each breath is different. And now the torso, feel the torso. Don't see it, feel it. Don't remember it, feel it. So there's not much to feel, perhaps. And then let the torso turn towards the left side, a bit like a ghost. Very slow and smooth, like a ghost. And then let your hands rest on your left thigh or whatever, one hand on top of the other. Feel that, the warmth of your palms penetrating. And then again, no visual. Don't let my words constellate. A visual, stay with a raw energy. Your head, don't see it, don't remember it. Just feel your head like a helium balloon turning towards the right. Don't do it. Slow. Smooth. Don't live in the body. Let the body ripple in you. And then just resting in right at the edge of transparency. Your torso to the left, your head towards the right, your shoulders drop. Your breath is free and you feel the whole posture. You offer it to the space. Empty it into the space. Yes, the balloon, the head turning back towards the left. Slow, smooth. The last one to arrive is the winner. And now the torso and the head, ghost, traveling towards the right side. Do it. Don't live inside the movement. Let the movement live in you. And the hands slowly reaching, resting on your right thigh, dropping the shoulders through the palms of the hands. Empty the posture, empty the shoulders. Let the posture unwind really just by listening and saying hello. And now the head turning towards the left. Just a little ripple of sensation. Notice the impulse to go further, to push, to stretch, all of that. is a sort of compensation, a habit. There's no need. Long breath, in breath, out breath. Empty, 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 empty the heart, empty the shoulders, empty the back body. Yes, the head comes back towards the right. Ooh. And the whole torso to the center. Top of your head. Can you feel it? Probably not. So let the top of your head be as close to the ceiling as it wants. And now trace the edge of a circle with your whole torso, your pelvis, and the top of your head. Top of your head, there's a paintbrush extending from the top of your head, and it's painting a circle on the ceiling, like a calligraphy, perfect black circle. And then, if you place your awareness in your pelvis, it's very earthy and sensual. You're tracing the rim of a earthware pot. Yes, and now the other way, so you can place your awareness back up at the top of your head, the paintbrush on the ceiling. Light, smooth, breathing. And then traveling down with your awareness, so down through the spine into your pelvis. Earthy, sensual. Yes, and then let the pelvis, the torso, come back to center. See where the center is. Don't impose it. See where the torso finds its place. Oh. And now we make circles with the shoulders very slowly. With your elbows, you're tracing a circle to the side. And that allows the shoulders to lubricate. So you've opened your elbows right and left, and you're tracing a circle in the air slowly, smooth. See if you can allow the movement without doing the movement. Course, you are doing the movement, so it's more like a quality of feeling there isn't a doer, even though there is a doer. Now the other way. But actually, there isn't a doer. It's all cosmic, everything. So let the cosmos do this movement, big circles. Your hands are completely relaxed. Yes, and then you let your arms disappear slowly, slowly. Your forearms melting back down. And your shoulders dropping through the arms. Thank you, arms. You work so hard. Feel your hands, your fingers. Let your fingers touch. Fingertips touching the carpet, the rug, the cushion, your legs, whatever. Just feel the tips of your fingers, very alive. as if you were looking for the shards of glass on the floor, on the chair. Yes, and then let that go. Thank you, fingers. And now we make circles with your neck. Very slow, always the same delicate kindness with these body lo localizations where we carry so much. Slow, slow. Welcoming all the different textures and areas. Make sure the circles with the neck are not too big so you don't injure your head and neck. And now the other way. Nobody doing it. And of course, you catch all those habits of doing, wanting, striving. Just catch them and release them like birds. And then your head, let it float back up onto your spine all by itself, finding its own place. Feeling the connection between your head and your pelvis. Let your head and your pelvis talk. Don't really know what that means, but I'm sure it's a very good idea. You could imagine, visualize your head resting in your pelvis. Dropping your eyes, your eyeballs. Forehead can melt. Your cheeks, your cheekbones can relax. Your mouth, your lips, your teeth. Feel the pulsation inside your mouth. Hello, face. Feel the life of your face coming back. When it's a mask, it can go a bit Botox-like. Maybe some of you have had Botox, no judgment. But in terms of how we feel our face, it's best if it's not Botox-like. Alive. Your throat, your ears, your scalp. Feel the whole face coming to life simply because it's allowed and welcome. And because at the moment I don't really need a face, I'm in the shrine with all my faceless friends. And our faces are dancing together. The masks that we each wear, relaxing, dancing, mingling. And I don't have a face. And then the coming and the going of the breath. Don't feel you have to gather your body back up and put your mask back up. Let the body dance. The face doesn't need to come back. And if there are areas of discomfort or tension, like big boulders in the river, big rocks, either sensations of the body that is physical pain or contraction or emotional pain that is there and dense and big and solid, just so be it, so be it. It's still surrounded with openness. And sometimes you give it attention, kindness, with your tactile listening. And sometimes you give your attention to the openness. You merge with the openness, with the sky, or whatever you like to imagine it as, the borderlessness. And then you come back to an area that needs a splash of kindness. It doesn't really matter. And sometimes you can go splash a friend who you know needs a splash of kindness. Doesn't matter if it's your suffering or my suffering. Really, it's all God's suffering.
God.
And we can know that when we gather like this. And don't do anything now, just don't do anything. Together with me and with our friends. Just being.
Oh, okay.
In the cave of the heart that we've created. Thank you, everyone, for following me and my meditation, our meditation. Thank you. So I'm going to leave you. I'll just say it one more time in case some of you came late, that I'm going to end the meeting here tonight, but I'm going to leave it open and I'm going to send you all a link for next week. I've added a meeting in case you want to come and we'll have a full meeting. So take good care. Ciao, ciao. Bye. Bye bye.
I was thinking that it was too bad she couldn't hear us because we all wanted to say we loved her. But it was also, it seemed so perfect that she couldn't hear us.
That was an exquisite session.
It could have been more so. I mean,